With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The weekend is coming. And I don't just mean Saturday and Sunday. I mean that guy, you know?
He's good.
I feel it coming. There it is. I feel it coming, babe. I feel it coming. I feel it coming, babe. I know what to feel right now. Na 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 na. Oh, I love the weekend. I love all the weekends, the real one and the guy one. Blinded by the light.
Yikes.
Boy, that ended, ended very abruptly. Hey, hey. Ooh, I'm blinded by the light. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
Yep.
Okay, now, all right. Now I know what it is. I'll be able to say it next
time. Oh, good.
I won't be able to remember. No, I can't sleep until I feel your touch. And I have a story about it. You want to start with that? Let's start with that.
What?
Is it okay?
Of course.
All right. When you're the producer, you tell me.
You tell me.
I mean, who wants to talk about Harvey Weinstein? I hate that guy. Let's talk about The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar. They're being sued. This is one of those things where this guy says they stole his song.
Yeah.
It's a Black Panther track. Kendrick Lamar put that whole soundtrack together.
Uh-huh.
So there's a song on there called...
That movie's 3 years old, right?
It's at least two, right?
Yeah, somewhere around there. I think yeah. Exactly on that.
So The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar are being sued over a song called Pray For Me, which I think was one of the hits, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a big hit.
Yeah. It's a song they contributed to the Black Panther soundtrack.
February of 2018. So it's only 2 years old.
The band, it's a band called Yaysayer, as opposed to Naysayer, I guess.
Uh-huh.
They say they stole vocals from the song from a song they did in 2007 called Sunrise. So you want to play the Yaysayer song first and then
whatever
play...
you want. You tell me.
Let's start
Yaysayer
with that.
First?
So they're saying they stole vocals from this song.
Vocals.
That's what it says. A band called Yaysayer says that Kendrick Lamar and The Weeknd stole vocals from a song that they did in 07 called Sunrise. Do you want me? I have a description of the... So they say it's a distinctive choral performance comprised of male voices singing in their highest registers with animated pulsing vibrato and developed via distinctive audio post-processing.
I got it. All right, here it is.
All right. So it's that,
so
that
that's
chunk.
It. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So they say that it's used several times in Pray For Me, but it's manipulated so that they wouldn't get caught. Well, first of all, okay. Sort of. But that doesn't, it sounds like he's going eh and ooh in the original song. And I mean, just the fact that it's a bunch of, I mean, the song that they're talking about is 10 years old. What do you think?
I'm not feeling it.
Yeah. Well, they're suing. I don't know how far they'll get.
The music industry, for sure, has left a lot, like the, there's a lot of have nots. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, not everybody's getting rich.
No.
And you hear people who whose name you even know, and they're saying, we're out there touring because we can't make any money off our recordings anymore.
No. Certainly, there's no sales involved in the streams. Or I mean, you're trusting a company to tell you how many times something got streamed.
So if you're a guy who can't get arrested in your chosen field...
And that sort of sounds like your song.
I can see why they're trying.
Yeah. Well, we've certainly heard of a band called Yaysayer now.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
What do you say, Bryn? You're smart
yeah, what do
about
you say?
This stuff.
It sounds a lot like the other, but they're singing the same note. Just and they're saying ooh. I'll play it again for you.
Yeah, the first guys are saying ooh. That one's more of an ooh.
And
then
the
other guys
guy.
Are going more like eh.
Same note. Okay, you copied one of the 12 notes.
Yeah, there's only so many. So, but there, I also feel like those guys are going eh, not mm-hmm. ooh.
Right.
More like eh, not ooh.
Someone yeah. smart is going to have to figure that out.
Yeah.
I feel like, unfortunately, most artists today, especially guitar players and older musicians, they owe it all to the Beatles.
Yeah. Or to, and the Beatles owe it all to someone too. I mean, that's the thing about music. You,
well, blues,
you get into
for
music
sure.
because you like music that you've heard. Like, that's where we're all influenced, even forget music, and everything you wear, and the thing, the way you say things, the way you cut your hair.
Well,
we're all influenced by the people
right.
around us.
We talk about it here all the time. My Uncle John influenced me.
Sure.
My friends have influenced me. There's other radio shows when I was coming up.
Absolutely.
That I heard, like, right there at the beginning, I got to view a guy who was incredible and was like, oh, that's how it's done.
Mm.
Wow.
Boom.
All right.
See?
And so you sort of go, oh, okay, I couldn't possibly have known that any other way.
No.
I didn't come up through radio.
Right. So you owe people money for your career now.
I don't know about that, but.
But that's almost like saying the same thing. Like, because you listened to something one time and thought something was cool that they did and you did it too or in your own way.
You'd like to think, though, that people go, I'm glad that you liked what we did.
Yeah, but that's not how it is. People want their money. Like you said, they're not making it. Harvey Weinstein's going to prison.
Bye.
I don't know for how long. A jury convicted him on 2 counts, committing a criminal sexual act and third-degree rape. So he's looking at between 5 and 25 years. He was acquitted of 3 charges that would have sent him away for life, 2 counts of predatory sexual assault and 1 count of first-degree rape. His attorney told reporters that Harvey was shocked by the verdict.
Was he?
All he kept saying over and over again was, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. How can this happen in America? I'm innocent, I'm innocent.
Mm-hmm.
March 11th, he's getting sentenced. He's still facing 4 charges in Los Angeles as well. A lot of people came forward, even people who... So I think 3 women were accusing him in this particular case. And then other women took the stand, to even though they're... crime, like they had timed out or, you know, whatever, the statute of limitations
right,
had run out
right,
or
okay.
they hadn't filed their own charges, but they, you know, just to sort of corroborate a pattern.
Oh, and it's there.
Oh,
the pattern.
It is there. He did not go to jail after he left court. He went to the hospital. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital Center as a precautionary measure on Monday evening, right after his rape conviction in Manhattan Criminal Court. He was taken from Manhattan Supreme Court to Rikers Island in an ambulance, and he suffered high blood pressure, and a medic in the ambulance made the call to go to redirect to the hospital.
Okay.
He has all kinds of ailments, diabetes, a bad back. A source said he was faking it, but what do they know?
Well, he's got a lot on the line, so you would try to do whatever you can, wouldn't
you?
Sure.
And well, the last place you want to go is prison, so let's delay that as long as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
His attorney, Donna Rotunno, said in an appearance on Fox News he was being checked out for heart palpitations. He's okay, she said. He's
good.
Been checked out for that. He's being held in the hospital's prison ward. He's not handcuffed to his bed, but kept under close watch by corrections officers. And that's really, they'd say basically as soon as he checks out at the hospital, he's going to a Manhattan jail until his sentencing March 11th. And, of course, he will immediately appeal. So he's,
while he sits in jail?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, what do they do? He's been convicted.
Right.
Once you've been convicted and they sentence you, don't you start serving and then any appeal runs, like you don't get out because you're on appeal?
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Do. What do I know?
If you have the money.
Sure. And he does. Well, I don't know how much he's got left, but he's got some, I guess. Ozzy Osbourne has a new record out.
Have you heard it yet?
I have heard
Other
some of it.
Other than what we've heard here?
Yeah, I heard a little bit of it,
oh,
but not...
all right.
To be honest, I do like him, but nothing that I heard so far has really grabbed me. And I didn't hear this particular song, which is the next one that has a video out. I'm not sure that the entire video is out. This might just be a little teaser for the video. It's called Scary Little Green Men. Did you listen to the whole record?
No.
Okay.
I love Ozzy. I love Black Sabbath. I probably won't even listen to it after this.
Well, you already own it, so
right.
You know, you might. Never say never.
Okay.
So Ozzy's doing a music video for Scary Little Green Men, and the teaser is really funny. So you think it's Ozzy. Have you got the thing there?
No. Give me a second.
And the guy who's playing him, like, you go, oh, all right. That could be a young, scary Ozzy. Have we got it?
Oh, I just saw it.
Oh, you saw it already?
Yeah.
So he's like hooded. This is the song. And then the mask comes off. And the guy who is lip syncing that and acting the madman is Jason Momoa. King of the Dothraki.
He is pretty hot right now.
Yes, he is.
Good for him.
Did you happen to watch his show? It's called Blind. No, it's called See. It's called See.
I did not.
Everyone is blind in it. Like, it's years in the future.
S-E-E.
And it's great.
Oh, you like it.
Oh, my God. We watched the whole first season. It was actually a really cool story, and he's great in it. He's a blind guy. Anybody watch it? Nobody? No? Yeah. I don't even know what's on. It might be on Netflix, might be on Amazon, one of those. It's on one of the things, you know. You keep
tough to
of
keep
that.
Up.
It really is. Anyway, that's funny. He looks good in that. So that's going to be he flips back the hood and launches into the Ozzy song. And that's what Jason Momoa
is
up to.
His ad, where he takes his muscles off, is excellent.
Oh my God, that is the best. That was like my favorite ad of all time. He's home. He just feels like himself.
Pulls
off the wig.
See someone let their guard down and say, screw it. I'm a beefcake, but I can do this.
Take it. All right. Good job. It's good. Lil Nas X.
What about him?
He has started what looks like a brand new video. And although they're saying no one's sure what song this is for. This is a TMZ reporting. He was filming Monday on top of a parking structure in downtown Los Angeles where they had built an intricate, huge set. It looks like a treehouse, sort of like they've got a full tree there, and then there's sort of, but maybe like a really elaborate treehouse with windows all through it. And then he's walking down like the front steps of it out of his tree.
Who's he?
Lil Nas X.
Okay.
And he's got like a blue coat, brown pants, a polka dot shirt. They say that actually he's.
Read that again.
Blue coat, brown pants, polka dot shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's a rock star.
Right.
I guess that the only video of his that I've seen is one of the versions of the cowboy song. Old Town Road.
You also saw the Dorito commercial.
I saw that, but I'm talking about videos, music videos specifically.
Sure.
That's the only one. But I guess he's known for these really elaborate, like once Old Town Road was a success, they went, we're going to put some money into this guy's videos, etc. And they're doing that. I know. Read the fine print, buddy. Who's paying for that?
Right.
So
that's how they get them. You hear that from these old 80s stars all the time.
Right. Oh, yeah, we'll put you in a bus for your tour. It's going to be amazing. You're going to stay at five-star hotels.
Even before that, as they're recording the record and partying their asses off and not getting it done, and finally the record company goes, you owe us $3.6 million, and the record's not done yet.
Yeah.
Crunch.
Oops, wait, what do you mean we owe you that? You're making this record for us, and then we're going to get all the money, right?
No, you don't get to party.
Yeah. You said a whole thing where you're in this too.
Right.
So here's a shot. This is the top of a parking garage in this really elaborate treehouse that they built. The question now is, you know, what song this is for. He did videos for three singles off his debut EP 7. But he's recently teased some new songs. So here you go. That's what Lil Nas X was up to on Monday. Jussie Smollett pled not guilty to some restored charges. They accuse him of staging a racist, homophobic attack against himself last year in Chicago and then falsely reporting that the phony attack was real. He feels that because he paid some kind of, I think he surrendered his bail, like a $10,000 payment that he'd made.
Right.
So he surrendered that and he's like, that was my restitution. That's it. This is like double jeopardy. You can't charge me again for this stuff.
But they're trying.
They are trying. He pled not guilty and...
I've heard the two brothers who were in on it with him. I read their like We want our day to tell what we were put up to.
Yeah, we'll tell you.
Okay. I feel like we already know.
Yeah, I do too. It's painful. And it does seem like that guy paid you to do whatever it is you did.
Right.
But it was all that guy. Yeah, I don't know if they'll get called. And I don't know if this will go forward. Who knows? I guess they put his counsel put it to the judge, like, look, this is, he says he's already paid this amount, and this, you know, that was like, that was the penalty for this. You can't charge him again. This is like doing it all over again.
His career is torched, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, there's no.
What's his sister's name? Justin.
Yeah. Was it Justin? I'm not sure.
But it was with a U, J-U. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's actually also a fairly known person, right? Wasn't she the voice in something, or? Maybe even Cats or something. I don't know. Warren Buffett. He's finally gotten rid of that flip phone. For years, he went with the $20 flip phone. I guess Tim Cook of Apple.
Floated him one.
Well, I guess
Apple doesn't really do that.
No,
trust me.
Unless you're Warren Buffett, I guess. But I don't know if he went and bought his own, but Tim Cook called him and was like, listen, why don't I come out there and get y'all...
To Nebraska?
Get y'all set up. I'll walk you through it. We'll get it all set up for you. And Warren was like, nah, don't worry about it. I'm just going to use it for phone calls anyway, as long as I can figure out the phone part of it.
Oh, he should get some help. He doesn't know.
Well, he does use an iPad, and apparently he's been doing that for quite a while, just to do whatever investigations he needs to do or research.
Over the holidays, I bought my mom a new iPhone.
Yes.
And then as we switched it over, I got a look at what she's got. She's carrying a million garbage apps where I'm like, do you use this? Delete. This? Delete.
Yeah.
I cleaned that thing up for her in a way that she's like, wow, I can really... Yeah, one page. You don't need four pages of stuff you
don't
use.
I'm good with 2 pages. 2 pages is what I use.
All right.
And a lot, you know, I take all the things that they won't let you delete off there that I don't want, that are cluttering. I just put those all in a junk file.
Like, I got rid of all those college... I don't know what they are.
It's like iTunes U or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got rid of all that stuff.
Yeah, some of it they'll let you delete, but a lot of it, you're stuck with it. But yeah, I mean, the less fun stuff you have on there, the less you look at it, and that's my goal. I mean,
me too.
You know, the problem is, I read my book on it. It's, you know, all kinds of things that I do just in my downtime. So I'm staring. I was reading a paper book for the first time in a really long time the other day. And I was like, I should just take this with me everywhere I go. So I look, you know, like, look, she's actually reading an old school book. Because I'm reading half the time, looking at my phone, I'm reading. But it's like, it doesn't matter. You're still looking at your phone. The thing everyone's looking at and condemning everyone else for looking
You're not
at.
Alone, though, so.
I guess.
Have you seen those books that have a cutout where you can put your phone inside of it? That
we're
at a book?
Dude, that's amazing. I need to get one of those.
No, you don't.
Yes, that's how I'll carry my phone around
make
from
one,
now
Sarah,
on.
You're crafty.
Just care less.
Grab
would
an
you?
Old book and
just
make
care
it.
Less.
The name is Journey Smollett Bell.
Journey. J-U.
J-U-R-N-E-E.
Journey.
Journey.
How you spell journey? Is that how you spell journey? Oh, J-O-U. J-O-U.
Oh, you're asking us how to spell journey.
Yeah.
Wow. That's your favorite band.
I know. I didn't even think of the band.
You spell crazy hardcore words all the time.
I don't. I used to be a good speller, but now I can't. Like, I just second guess myself too much. Billie Eilish said that she sobbed watching Justin Bieber cry over her in an interview. She said, think about what that man has been through.
What has he been through?
I don't know, but as soon as she said it, I thought to myself, oh yeah, the poor thing. He was like a spoiled brat for years.
Right.
I guess she was doing an interview, and she was talking about how she sobbed. She watched Justin Bieber crying over her doing a previous interview with the guy. So this guy, Zane Lowe, for Beats One, he had done an interview with, and I guess her name came up in the Justin Bieber interview. So Justin Bieber was talking about her.
Oh.
She said she thought there's literally no way that actually happened. But then she was moved to tears when she watched him conversing about her. He talked about his experiences in the music industry at a young age. And she said, as soon as it came out, I watched it. My mom and I just sobbed. My dad even teared up. My dad does not tear up. That dude is a stone. It was really sweet of him. I mean, dude, think what that man has gone through. It's really insane what Billie Eilish said about Justin. Hmm. He said, so here's basically what got them. Justin Bieber got teary-eyed talking about how he wants to protect Billie Eilish.
I have it.
Oh, great, great, great.
I have
great,
the
great.
Video if you want to watch it.
Great,
too.
Sure.
Zayn's the same guy that was interviewing Kanye when, from all the clips that we hear.
Okay.
Yeah, all that, exactly.
Oh, my God. This is the fakest thing I've ever seen. It's
oh, you don't,
fake.
You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe it.
I think it's genuine.
No.
He's gone through some stuff.
Oh,
he's
my
older,
God.
More
well, then he's just
now.
He's a mess.
Yeah, he's well, found God.
He's a mess.
This is the whole, like, he starts rubbing his, I'm like, what?
Oh,
is
Sarah.
That just, am I just such a cynic that I can't, I'm like, no.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
That is,
I think maybe me and Vinny have two baby girls, so I cry over everything now. So.
Well, look, okay, let's put it this way. Well,
dude, come on.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it's,
sorry, I buy it. I believe him.
Okay, oh, sorry. All the boys are feeling it.
It's hard to cry. This is Justin Bieber's voice, by the way. Who knew that he talked like this?
Play
it.
Voice,
that's
man.
What he sounds like. Play it again.
Well, he just cares for Billy, man.
That's true. Go.
People take them for granted.
It's not your finest look when you're crying, you know? Come on.
They take it for granted.
No.
Yeah.
I bawled at the end of Jojo Rabbit last night. Bawled.
Oh.
So bummed. Mm. Couldn't believe I let that get to me.
I finally watched Frozen 1 the other day with Cameron, and within the first 10 minutes... I know that song. Do you want to build a snowman? That snowman song.
Do you want to build a snowman?
I cried hard in the first 10 minutes.
She wants to play with her sister.
I have no
you know?
Idea. I'm like, oh my God, I'm pathetic.
Yep. Please play with me.
Little kids.
Oh boy.
They get you.
They do. I don't know how we got so late. Go ahead, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
Oh, I got so much. Okay, let's see here. Cold showers. You into them?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No.
You need to do it.
I don't.
After these.
Oh.
Sarah. And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.